KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
Police in Verulam are investigating the attempted carjacking of a man while he was apparently collecting water from a borehole. The 24-year-old was allegedly attacked by a group of assailants at Trenants Park in the North Durban area. They demanded his car keys, but the quick-thinking drivers tossed them into a bush nearby. When the suspects couldn't find the keys, they apparently assaulted the man, broke into the car and took his phone before fleeing. Roshan Lilruthan says that they've been without water for 8 days, which has affected the victim as well, who was fetching water for his family. Earlier this month, a 52-year-old man, also from Trenants Park, died while collecting water. Lilruthan says too many incidents have been happening at the borehole.
I have been liaising through family members, and he's having a tough time going through what he's just survived. And, you know, it just angered the community and the family again that a loved one would have been killed now over water. This is one of many incidences. There are elderly people, 92 years old, 76 years old, that have fallen down stairs carrying water to their homes or carrying water up to their flats. The incidents are just too numerous.
KZN Premier Nomusa Dubengube says many people in the province's rural areas remain without IDs and birth certificates. She's welcomed the planned rollout of 100 mobile home affairs units to service these areas. Dubengube was speaking yesterday at the official opening of a new home affairs office at the Pavilion Shopping Centre in Westville.
We are a rural province, and it takes a lot of time to reach one area. The number that is procured for servicing our rural area is quite good, and we think it's going to be able to really reach out to many community members. In the rural areas, you still find elderly people without ID documents.
South Africa and Egypt are set to launch a business council. It's aimed at increasing opportunities for trade and investment between the two countries. International Relations Minister Naledi Pandor says she hopes it will bring the private sector and state-owned companies together in their efforts. She's also encouraged taking full advantage of the African Continental Free Trade Agreement.
I believe such a structure would go a long way in coordinating and galvanizing trade. The African Continental Free Trade Agreement provides us with an important blueprint and will be a major contributor to Africa trade integration.
Durban, a high of 25 this afternoon, Pietermaritzburg 23, Richards Bay 27. The top story, police in Verulam are investigating the attempted carjacking of a man while he was apparently collecting water from a borehole. You can find these as well as other local and international news at ecr.co.za. For Newswatch, I'm Dineo Mpahlele.